This is Morning Edition on WNIJ. I'm Dan Klefstad. Today we begin a series of reports analyzing key races in the Illinois primary. We'll begin with the governor's race, which features two Democrats and four Republicans. You might be guessing that this segment marks the return of NIU political scientist Matt Streb to WNIJ. And you'd be right. Matt, welcome back.
Hey, Dan. It's great to see you again. Been a long time.
It has been. The Republicans include State Senators Bill Brady and Kirk Dillard, Treasurer Dan Rutherford, and businessman Bruce Rauner. Of the four, Rutherford has been having the most difficult time getting his message out. A federal lawsuit accuses him of sexual harassment and ordering campaign work on state time. Rutherford ordered the treasurer's office to investigate, but he won't release the results. What effect are these allegations having on his campaign?
They've had pretty big effects, Dan. I mean, you know, Rauner's been in the lead for quite some time on this, and a lot of that people thought was because of the money that he has. He was on the air far before anybody else was. Dillard and Brady were having a heck of a lot of trouble raising money. And I always thought that Rutherford was going to be kind of the alternative to Rauner. Brady had run once before, and so he had his chance. Dillard also ran 4 years ago and didn't make it out of the primary. And so Rutherford's somebody who has won a statewide race as a Republican. You don't see that happen very often anymore in Illinois. And so I really kind of thought that as the establishment candidate, he was going to be the alternative to Rauner. And I think that these allegations against Rutherford, they've been bad for many reasons. At a minimum, they've just kept him off message, because we're talking about the allegations when we talk about Rutherford. We're not talking about how he wants to grow jobs or fix the pension system or whatever the case might be.
I need to talk about the allegations for just one moment further. Rutherford accuses Rauner of orchestrating these allegations. Rauner denies that. He is a billionaire who has put a lot of his own money into his campaign. He has no political experience. When is the last time a political neophyte won a primary election for Illinois governor?
Ugh. Well, I can't think of anybody. But here's the thing. Rauner is somebody who's running as an outsider. And you see that all the time. I'm not a politician and I'm a business person and we need to run government like business. And that's great. It's a wonderful soundbite, but it just doesn't work. I mean, we're jumping way ahead of ourselves. But if Rauner were to win, you're still almost certainly going to have a Democratic-controlled legislature. And so what people with business backgrounds quickly find out when they become the CEO of a state is, you know, you're CEO of a business and you say jump and your employer says how high. You're CEO of a state and you say jump and everybody ignores you. We have plenty of examples where this just hasn't translated into better governing.
There are other people on the ticket. These are the running mates. Rutherford's running mate is Steve Kim. He ran for attorney general 4 years ago. Rauner's running mate is Evelyn Sanguinetti, a councilwoman for the city of Wheaton. Jill Tracy and Maria Rodriguez share the ticket with Kirk Dillard and Bill Brady. This is the first election with the governor and lieutenant governor candidates running together. What will you be looking for in terms of the effect running mates could have on the governor candidates?
I think they will have absolutely no effect. At the end of the day, people, when they vote for governor, are going to look at what Rauner or Dillard or Brady or Rutherford are talking about, what their positions are on the issues. The lieutenant governor is going to fall in line, especially right now since they're on the ticket, with what those people are talking about. And so I really don't see much of an impact at all. Quinn is interesting because he's chosen somebody who's from out of state, which was somewhat controversial. But even there, I just don't see it really mattering.
Well, let's turn to the Democratic candidates. Incumbent Pat Quinn with Paul Vallis versus anti-violence activist Teo Hardeman and his running mate Brunell Donald. How concerned is the Quinn-Vallis campaign about this primary challenge?
Not very. In many ways, this race has shaped up to be kind of a snoozer, Dan. I mean, you know how I love good political fun races, right? And we've got some of those. But the governor's race looked like it was going to be a great race. You had a whole bunch of people on the Republican side throwing their hat in the ring. And really, that's been kind of a snooze fest. As of right now, Rauner is in fairly good shape. I mean, there's still about a third of the public that's undecided in that race. On the Democratic side, you had potentially Lisa Madigan going up against Pat Quinn. And for one point, you did have Bill Daley, who was a very brief time was a candidate running against Pat Quinn. And it looked like Pat Quinn was going to be in incredible danger of getting out of this primary. Pat Quinn has to be the luckiest governor in America. I mean, he is going to win easily primary day. And he's going to be in a dogfight, no doubt about it, in November. I mean, just because he wins the primary, that's where the fight really begins. If you look at most of the people that kind of study this nationally, they have Illinois as one of the top battleground states at the governor's level. So I think that's going to be a very interesting race, whoever Quinn has to face. But it is surprising to me that you have this guy who really was not all that popular when he was reelected. he was reelected, and you think you're going to have some, you know, pretty prominent people line up and take a shot at this guy in the primary, and somehow he managed to dodge all that. He's pretty lucky right now.
Matt Streb chairs the political science department at Northern Illinois University. Tomorrow, we'll discuss the candidates running for U.S. Senate.
Thanks.